Support for On Point and the following message come from Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Home plays a big role in your life. That's why Quicken Loans created Rocket Mortgage. It lets you apply simply and understand the entire mortgage process fully, so you can be confident that you're getting the right mortgage for you. To get started, go to rocketmortgage.com/onpoint.
From WBUR Boston and NPR, I'm Tom Ashbrook, and this is On Point. A man schedules 6 dates with 6 different women on the same night at the same bar. This time, Justin Schweiger faced a backlash as his big Monday night in Washington this week sparked social media dismay. But he says he's done it before in the name of efficiency with no problems. Dating apps and online dating have made it easier to find people and to do it fast. But when one guy can line up 6 women a night, where's the balance of power here? This hour on Point, we talk with some of those 6 women and you about what digital dating is doing to the relationships of men and women. You can join us on air or online, where this conversation is always on. What's going on when one guy can line up 6 women a night? Join us anytime at onpointradio.org or on Twitter and Facebook at On Point Radio. Justin Schweiger was the guy on MTV's Summer in the City, the man who booked back-to-back dates with 6 different women on Monday night, all at the same bar at different times, tried to explain why he did what he did.
Why did you do this?
The whole story? All right, let's get out some bullet points. Whole story. Backstory. 28-year-old man, recently quit my girlfriend of a year and a half, job of a year, 28, getting rid of all the BS. I'm not going to say.
You can get rid of your chest hair, though, I see that.
Getting rid of all the BS and just booking them, booking the dates, half a dozen, 6, back-to-back, all in the same bar. The first woman who sat down that night, this was Monday in Washington, was Lisette Pylant, the first of 6 to arrive at the Truxton Inn in Washington to meet her date, Justin Schweiger. She ultimately figured it out and turned the tables on Mr. Schweiger with a stream of live tweets that clued in the whole country to what was going on. She joins us. Lisette Pylant, thanks very much for being with us.
Hi, Tom.
What happened? You didn't meet him online. Everybody else did. But you sat down, and when did you realize that this wasn't what you expected?
Well, from the start, he just seemed very distracted. So from the beginning, it wasn't a very good one-on-one date to begin with. But it was when Kristen showed up and he introduced me to her as his friend that I realized, oh, no, you've definitely double-booked yourself.
And the double booking turned into triple and quadruple and right on down the line. And you began tweeting this. As at what point did you say, wow, I'm witnessing something incredible here. I'm going to talk about this.
So once I had kind of cleared Kristen into the fact that I had also come here on a date with him, we were talking about it. And then Raven walked in and she was the third date. And that's when we were just kind of like, okay, this is too ridiculous to not tell people about. And I mean, I had no idea that it would get as big as it did.
So you were there. The next date, Kristen walks in. He tries to present you as just a friend so he can kind of move ahead with that date. You and Kristen ultimately move to a bar across the street and set up shop there. And Raven is the next date in line. Did you all end up together sort of before the night was over, all 6 of Mr. Schweiger's dates?
So Kristen, Raven, and I were all basically on this date together, at which point he realized that we all knew what was going on. And so the 3 of us decided we were just going to leave and go get dinner together since we were already there and they'd spent time getting there. And it wasn't until we were over at the other bar that my friends who had showed up, who I had called initially to be like, help get me out of this bad date before any of this other stuff happened, they showed up and went over to the Truxton Inn to say hello to our friend Kyle, who's the bartender there. And they were the ones that were like, he has a 4th date, you guys. Like, can you believe this?
Unbelievable. And then pretty soon the whole country knows about it because you're tweeting about it. It gets highlighted by Twitter. Before you know it, you're on ABC's Good Morning America talking about it with the whole world. Host Robin Roberts here relayed a statement from Schweiger when you were on Good Morning America. He declined to be on the show, but saying that he was actually looking for love and that these aren't dates, he said, but preliminary conversations. Here's Kelly Bowers, who was his 4th date out of the six, with this reaction.
This wasn't a preliminary conversation. This was speed dating, and we didn't know about it.
And here's Kristen, who was number two, Michael Strahan, asking her if she'll continue with online dating after this experience.
Kristen, this was your first time doing online dating. Are you going to continue to do it?
I'm not going to do it anymore. I'm over this.
Lisette Pilant was number one in the stack of six. What do you make of what took place there? Had you ever had an experience like that with dating, with online dating before, Lisette?
No, never. I actually don't use dating apps, but I can see their utility.
Yeah, so did he. But what do you think he was up to there?
I don't think that he's the first or the last person that will, you know, try to have multiple dates with multiple people on one night. I just think it's a matter of respecting the other person's time enough to give them enough time to get to know you also and make sure that they don't feel like it's a revolving door of dates. I mean, it wouldn't have been hard to set up a date, say, across the street at the bar that we ended up at with another person.
But it sure was a revolving door that night. You were number one on the list. Alexandra Woody was number five. She'd scheduled the date using the dating app Bumble, where women make the first move in contacting a male match. She introduced herself as date number five to Justin Swagger after she got wind from the other dates of his back-to-back appointments. She joins us now from Washington. Alexandra, thanks very much for being with us.
Hello, how are you?
I'm fine. You figured out what was going on before you even sat down with Justin. How did you do that?
So I was waiting outside for Justin. I sent him a text that I arrived at the bar, and he texted me back and said, oh, I'm at a friend's house in the neighborhood. I'd be there shortly. So I was waiting outside, and the bartender, Kyle's roommate, Aaron, actually saw me outside and came up to me and said, hey, can you believe it? There's a guy in there that's on his fourth date tonight. So I immediately knew that I was his fifth date. And when I told him that, he told me that dates number one through three were across the street. So I went to meet with them with Justin still waiting with me outside.
And when you finally did talk with him, what was that interaction like?
So I went in to introduce myself, and I waited patiently until date number four left. And when I introduced myself, I said, hi, I'm your date number five. And he didn't even get up out of his chair and looked at me and said, oh, you're already cut, and made the motion with his hand. And then I tried to explain to him that, hey, it's okay to take multiple people out in one night. Just be respectful of everyone and let us know up front that this is what you're doing.
What, Alexandra, Lisette, what do you think is going on here? Is this a kind of, is this one guy who's playing out his own version of The Bachelor? I mean, people watch this on TV all the time now where it starts off one guy and dozens of women. Is he kind of playing The Bachelor on your time, Lisette?
I don't necessarily think that it's wrong of him to value his time. I think that everybody values their time, though, and clearly he wasn't valuing ours that night.
I mean, he said on Inside Edition yesterday that it was a mistake. Here was Justin Schweiger.
It was a mistake, and I'm not going to deny who I am, and I'm not going to deny that, you know, I want to meet a bunch of people, but I approached this wrong, and I am sorry for that.
I approached this wrong, and I'm sorry for that. Alexandra, you sound kind of understanding, like maybe it's all right to have six dates in one night, just be upfront about it. Is that the way you look at it?
Well, for me, if that's the route that you want to go to find love, like he has said, then that's fine. But you should be upfront and tell the other people, because I showed up assuming that I was grabbing a drink with a guy that I had met on Bumble, and we had the most conversation previously before meeting out of all the other girls. And after talking all day, up until that point, you show up thinking that you're going to meet with him and he's sitting down with another girl that I have to then wait for to meet with him.
Now, you did this on Bumble, which is supposed to be sort of designed to be advantageous for the woman in the interaction. Do you feel like it ended up that way?
I don't, but I've had many successful dates on Bumble where I've been the only person that they have seen that night. So I don't think that it's the app's fault. I think that it's more of the person that is on the app and what their approach is at going at dating.
Lisette, how do you read this? Could this have been reversed? Could you have a woman sitting there stacking up six guys to come one after another in the course of a night? Or is there something about the digital part of this, which
advantages men somehow and, you know, lines the women up for them?
No, I mean, I think that the tables could have been turned easily and that this also could have been a woman lining up multiple dates in a night. I think that it really is. I think that it comes down to a matter of personal respect for other people. And I think that that's what was lacking in this situation.
Yeah. Alexandra, could you picture yourself doing what Justin did, just turning it around, having six guys coming in one after another?
I couldn't. For me, you don't really get to know somebody when you're constantly moving on from one person to the next person. And the fact that we were, I don't think he saw it as we were coming there to get to know him and see if we thought we were compatible with him. I think he was just thinking selfishly and that he was trying to see if he had a was compatible with us and not the other way around.
Wow. It's some kind of definition of dating here, I guess. Maybe that's different. Maybe it's like scanning is a better word for it, Alexandra.
Well, it would be different if we were all at the bar on Monday night and he was walking around the room just talking to each of us. But the fact that he personally reached out and invited each of us to show up there, and some of us drove 30 minutes to get there, so we're coming out of our way to meet someone, and then they don't have the respect that you would appreciate.
Lisette, you made this a kind of a national cause celeb with your tweets. What kind of reaction did you get from people online?
I personally think that what other people have to say about me isn't really any of my business, but I think we have gotten a lot of positive reactions. There have definitely been like negative reactions and people who don't believe the story, but we have gotten a lot of reactions from especially women saying, like, good for you. Like, thank you for, you know, saying that this isn't okay and that this isn't how you want to be treated.
Lisette Pylant, who turned it around. We've got the pictures of you all six in a bar. Returned to the scene of where one guy set up six dates in one night. Lisette Pylant, thank you very much for being with us today. We appreciate you joining us for a few minutes.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Support for On Point and the following message come from Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Chances are you're confident when it comes to your work, your hobbies, and your life. Rocket Mortgage gives you that same level of confidence when it comes to buying a home or refinancing your existing home loan. Rocket Mortgage is simple, allowing you to fully understand all the details and be confident you're getting the right mortgage for you. To get started, go to rocketmortgage.com/onpoint. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
I'm Tom Ashbrook. This is On Point. We're talking this hour about digital dating, the man who booked six dates in one night, the women who called him out, and the gender balance of power, maybe, in dating these days. Alexandra Woody was one of six women who were set up for dates with Justin Schweiger at a bar in Washington on Monday night. It went viral online. Now everybody knows about it. It's got people talking and thinking about the dynamics of online dating. You can join us this hour. Is this just the way it is now? Have you heard this story? What do you make of it? Six dates in one night. Have you faced something, anything like this? And women, does digital dating make you feel empowered or the opposite? Men, do you understand what this guy was doing? Would you do it six in one night or two, or three, four? On an Inside Edition report yesterday, three of the six women who were caught in that unintentional night of speed dating with the same guy at a DC bar recalled their reactions about the night.
It didn't seem right.
This is insane.
It is ridiculous.
Yeah, well, what's your reaction? 800-423-8255. Alexandra Woody was date number five on that list. She's with us. Kristen's calling from Boston. Kristen, thank you for calling. You're on the air.
Hi, Tom. I just wanted to share my experience with online dating.
Yeah.
I was in a relationship and married for 16 years. When I was divorced and ready to date again, I decided to go online because it's very difficult to meet people when you work full time.
Sure.
So I will say that I did meet my boyfriend online, and I have been with him for 2 years.
Great.
However, I'm not surprised at all with the situation. It seems like there's a real disconnect between online dating, the people that are actually behind the profiles. It's almost as if men see women as just this virtual personality. They don't really treat them and think of them as actual human beings. There's a real disconnect between, you know, an online app and a human being that's actually typing this stuff. I'm not surprised, though, in the end that this man set up six dates. I can't tell you how many calls and messages I got before I even met people asking about sex, asking about this, you know, how do you feel about relationships with no strings attached? And I don't know, there's no respect for women online at
Did it feel to you like speed dating sometimes or a drive-through, Kristen?
Oh, absolutely. Are you kidding? If you don't make a good impression on the first date, like one of the guests was saying, they don't give you the time to get to know them. They don't take the time to get to know the women either. And so you just end up with this, oh, first impression, next. She didn't have sex with me. I mean, to be quite honest, that was the impression I got quite a lot.
Alexandra, what do you were there on Monday night? You hear Kristen's experience. Do you relate to it, Alexandra?
I do. After using Bumble and going on dates, I've had some last less than 30 minutes and some have last 4 hours. It just depends. Sometimes one person isn't, what they say, feeling it quickly, and you don't really get a chance to get to know somebody just by meeting them within 20 minutes.
Kristen, stick with us. I'm very glad you called with your experience. Alexandra Woody, stand by there in Washington. With us now from New York is Emily Witt, journalist, writer, focuses on modern dating from a feminist perspective, author of Future Sex. You can read an excerpt of her book at our website, onpointradio.org. Emily Witt, welcome to On Point.
Hi, Tom.
So we've got Alexandra, who was there at the scene of the kind of amazing six dates in one night in Washington. We've got Kristen calling in, first of many, no doubt. What did you make of Justin Schweiger's big night? Six lined up, most of them online. What does this say about where dating has come, Emily?
Well, I was upset when I saw it came up on my Twitter feed pretty quickly that night, and I was upset when I saw it, mostly because the entitlement that Justin showed, this sense that he got to just gather people together and then choose the one that he liked without, as Alexandra said, without also considering that he had to be chosen as well.
A sense of entitlement. What about the numbers? Were you surprised at that? Six in one night?
Yeah, I mean, that's a lot of people, and I don't know, at a certain point you'd think you'd kind of shut down and stop to be able to really distinguish some people, and also you'd have to slot them through so quickly that how would you even get, what if you actually liked one of them? What do you do then? You say, sorry, I have another date, you have to go now. It just doesn't seem like a very effective way of actually meeting someone.
Kristen, it ultimately worked out for you so far. I mean, you found a boyfriend there, but what about the balance of power, if that's the right way of looking at it online, Kristen, in your experience with digital dating?
Oh, it was all the men had the power. It was a privilege for me to be, you know, to get a response from them. It was a privilege for them to, you know, acknowledge that I'm very open. I would always, you know, I'd see a photo and I'd read a bio and I'd respond if I found them interesting. And, no, it was a privilege. There's definitely a sense of entitlement from men online. I was very, very lucky, and I met a gentleman who is wonderful, but it took a long time and a lot of weeding and a lot of insults, you know.
What's your advice to women on how to work this system most effectively with that power dynamic in gear, Kristen?
Oh, my goodness. Just respect yourself and just stand your ground and know what you're worth. Because nobody needs a man, you know, and I think that that's a lot of the perception from men, is that men seem to think that women need a man because that's kind of how our society trains us. But no, we don't. Just stand your ground and know that there's somebody out there that will respect you and love you for who you are.
Kristen, I'm so glad for your call and for your ultimate success there, and I hope it keeps up, and I really appreciate your calling. Alexandra, Emily, stand by. Dan's calling from Springfield, Illinois. Dan, thank you for calling. You're on the air.
Hi, Tom. Love your show. I've called in before.
Yeah,
I got to be honest. As people have pointed out, there's a ton of reasons that what this guy did was rude and dumb and maybe inefficient, despite, you know, six at once. In terms of what he was actually hoping to probably get out of it. But I got to be honest, the plural of anecdote is not data. And what people get excited about on Twitter, and, you know, as someone who's a bit of a news junkie, is kind of a really bad cross-section of what's representative of America, you know. And I've had I'm 6 months into a relationship that I got online. I went over, I had like 24 awful first dates, like 2 second dates, finally met a really wonderful person. I don't think really good chemistry in relationships are that easy.
But let me ask you, Dan, I don't know how much digital dating you've done, but have you not felt the way in which somehow it seems to tip the power balance toward men? I mean, look at this example. I get it's one anecdote, but it's easy to hear women talking about this kind of dynamic where the guy kind of drives the boat and, you know, like get in his good graces or you're out and it's next. And there's always a big line.
Tom, I understand that the types of messages that my female friends have showed me that they get online are disgusting and indefensible. And, you know, I'm not excusing that, and I'm not excusing the shopping mentality that can come out of the, you know, any online interface that separates you from being, you know, one-on-one with somebody.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I don't necessarily think that that's crazier than what happens late at night at the bar when everybody's trying to, you know, go home with someone.
Yeah, I mean, maybe,
I'm not convinced it's a power thing.
Emily Witt, what about it? Rude, but not a balance of power thing. Do you see the balance of power in this relationship of courtship changing with the digital apps?
Yeah, well, when you look at dating historically, it was structured in a pretty patriarchal way where the man was really the agent of the story. The man got to ask the woman out. The man paid for drinks, paid for dinner. That's the old-fashioned dating model. And as we've moved toward a more equal society where it's understood that the way relationships work is not a man choosing a woman and a woman waiting to be chosen, but people choosing each other. The rituals of dating have not quite followed that development, I think. And so what some people I think experience is in many ways a lack of rituals and etiquette and manner that's outside of that patriarchal history, but you know, still feels respectful and kind and where the person feels acknowledged and taken care of.
I mean, I had a colleague, a woman today, saying it's as though men now think of the world as like The Bachelor, the reality TV show where they come in and there's dozens of women and their job is just to sort through them, as if maybe Justin was feeling that way Monday night in Washington. It was like his own private version of The Bachelor show.
I think that's exactly what he was using the app. And he was on multiple apps, not just Bumble. Three of us met him on Bumble, and two of us out of the six met him on Hinge. So when you're looking at so many girls' pictures and profiles a day and talking to so many different women, it's like you're looking at a buffet. You're not in any sense actually getting to know who each person is.
We got a Bill calling from New York, Rome, New York. Bill, thank you for calling. You're on the air.
Hi, Tom. How's it going?
All right. What's your experience, Bill?
Oh, yes. I've been doing online dating for maybe like over a year now. And it's like we're in a really rural community. It's like a Rust Belt area. And there's not a lot of young people around. So it's like, you know, like you get on this stuff and you really like have really met some really interesting people, to put it that way. But interesting things. I've gone out with girls who've been like physically or flat out intoxicated.
really drunk when they show up. Have you ever done six?
Oh, yeah.
Have you ever had six dates in one night, Bill?
No. I've never had more than one date in 1 week. Unless if I get one a month.
Okay. That sounds like a pretty reasonable rate. Your line's breaking up, but I appreciate your call, Bill. Emily Witt, please stand by there in New York, and Alexandra Woody in Washington. Alex Williamson joins us now from Austin, Texas. She's head of branding and, quote, resident de facto love doctor at Bumble. Bumble, the app that's supposed to be designed to advantage women. Alex, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Is this what you guys picture at Bumble? They used Hinge, some of them. They used Bumble, others, on Monday, and they ended up in a stack of six as Justin's dates. Is that the ideal?
That is definitely not the ideal. And actually, when I was hearing about the story, my jaw dropped. This is not the type of behavior that we want online and definitely what we're aiming to fight against with Bumble. But, you know, as with anything, with real life dating, you know, in person or online, occasionally a bad person slips through the cracks, and we like to call them hornets in our hive.
Oh, okay. Hornets in your hives. How do you design Bumble to try and avoid a situation like this?
Right. So we have a lot of safety features in our app, and we also have, you know, we make it easy for people to block and report. We rely on our users to hold each other accountable in the same way that you would behave, you know, meeting people in real life. And obviously, this guy didn't behave in that way. So we did block him. He's permanently banned from Bumble. But we have photo verification as well. We implement features all the time in order to make the experience better for all of our users.
Alexandra, what do you used Bumble in setting up this date with Justin, one of six dates he had that night on Monday night? Did Bumble's design help you in general, does it? Did you feel more advantaged there compared to other apps?
I prefer using Bumble compared to any other dating app. It's easy to use. It's easier to contact people, and I like the fact that I have to message the guy first. So once I swipe and like the person and they say that they like me as well, then I have 24 hours to contact them.
So you've got a little review that you can do. Tammy's calling from New Haven, Connecticut. Tammy, you're on the air. Thanks for calling.
Hi, Tom. How are you?
Thanks. I'm okay. What are you hearing all this, Tammy?
So, you know, I'm a couples therapist, and I also met my husband online, and I think that women are being portrayed here a little bit as victims. I think online dating is totally empowering for women. Because if you meet a guy in a bar and you're attracted to him or in any social situation, once you have that physical attraction, it's kind of too late. Like, it doesn't matter if they've been married a million times or if they've been in prison. You know, once you have that sexual attraction, you don't get to pick how you feel about all of your requirements. Online dating, you get to put in all of the requirements that you have for a relationship first, and then when you meet someone, if there's a physical attraction, then you have everything. So it really is empowering to meet someone online rather than to just go on this idea of whether there's a physical attraction or not. It gives women a choice about who they meet to make sure that, you know, they have a certain level of education or experience,
yeah.
or they're in a certain profession.
Yeah. Emily, do you see it? Do you see women actually empowered here with the digital dating era?
Yeah, I mean, women, I think statistically women receive a lot more messages and a lot more attention on online dating apps than men do. And they are in the position of choosing more often than not. That's what's kind of interesting about Justin trying to re-engineer himself as the decider, because women do have a lot of power in online dating.
I mean, Alex, you're at Bumble. Here's a listener who says there's a huge male advantage in online dating if you've got it together. When I dated online, I guess this was a man writing to us. I never had problem getting dates or overnights because the quality of the women is so much higher than the quality of the men. I don't know. I don't know about that. But do you see an advantage for men necessarily in this realm, Alex?
Well, in Bumble in particular, you know, we've created this app so that women can feel safer and in control. We're trying to break the antiquated gender norms. So on Bumble, women have to make the first move. But we have found that our male users actually are relieved to have an opportunity to use an app where they aren't having to message women constantly, trying to get their attention. If a woman makes the first move, the woman's interested.
But okay, that's your design. Overall, do you think this era of digital dating is better for women or worse, Alex?
You know, we're trying every day to make it better for women. And I think that's really why we created Bumble. That's why we started.
And there you are. Alex Williamson.
Women. Oh.
Yeah, we've got it. Head of Branding and resident de facto love doctor at Bumble. Thanks for joining us from Austin.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being with us. Alexandra Woody, who was there on Monday night, date number 5, did it through Bumble. So it doesn't necessarily mean, Alexandra, that you're going to walk into a sterlingly perfect situation, does it?
It doesn't. But all three of us who did use Bumble are continuing to use Bumble in the future to find dates.
I'm Tom Ashbrook. This is On Point. We're talking this hour about digital dating. The man who booked 6 dates in one night, one of them is with us this hour, the women who called him out, and the gender balance of power in dating now. What's your experience online here? What's it doing to relations between men and women? Emily Witt is with us. She's a journalist, writer, focuses on modern dating, author of Future Sex. Alexandra Woody is here. She was the 5th woman scheduled on a big night of dates that Justin Schweiger put together in Washington on Monday night. It went viral online when some of those dates started tweeting about it, and now the whole country knows about it. It's led us to just think about where the balance of power is in online dating and dating apps. In Aziz Ansari's Netflix series, Master of None, Ansari plays Dev, a New York-based actor struggling to figure out what he wants from his life. In the 4th episode of season 2, he ends up getting sucked into a string of awkward dates via a dating app. Here he is trying to dodge a question from one of those dates.
So, I gotta give you props. I really enjoyed your opening message to me.
Oh, thanks.
Be honest, though. Is that a line you send to everyone?
What? No, I would never do such a thing.
I don't believe you. All right, you show me your messages, I'll show you mine.
I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Don't back out of this, though.
I won't. I'm here.
All right. I send it to everyone, but everything else is custom charming stuff just for you.
Okay, just for you. Some people are getting a sense of humor about this. I mean, after all, some part is obviously a numbers game. Saturday Night Live did a spoof on all this a ways back where they talked about an online dating and a new dating app, facetious there, humor, but aptly called Settle, a dating app called Settle.
I think I'm a pretty good catch. So why can't I meet the right guy? I've tried all the online dating apps like Tinder, OkCupid, and Match.com, but I want to get married now. That's why I joined the new online dating app, Settle.
There's nothing wrong with the men on Settle. They're just normal guys with characteristics I'm now willing to overlook.
I already bought my wedding dress, so I just needed a groom. I joined Settle and went on tons of okay dates. That's how I met my Henry.
And then you want to see a model for 6 dates in one night. Just look at the reality TV shows of The Bachelor, The Bachelorette. Here was Monday night's finale of The Bachelorette. Rachel Lindsay gave the final rose on the windy veranda of a castle in Spain to Bachelor Brian Abasolo. The decision came after Lindsay had a tearful parting with Bachelor Peter. But of course, there had been tons at the beginning of the show. Here's the final bit.
I gave you my first rose, and I'm standing here giving you my last rose. Brian, will you accept this rose?
1,000%. I love you, and I will accept that rose.
I love you, too.
Okay, and then after winnowing through a lot more dates than the 6 that Justin Schweiger now famously, infamously had in Washington just this Monday night, Margo's calling from Detroit. Margo, thank you for calling. You're on the air.
Hi, Tom. Well, I just want to say that, you know, I'm a young, straight woman. I do online dating, okay. And I have also had multiple online dates in one night. I think it's an efficient use of my time. These types of things take a lot of emotional energy, especially from women, I think, where, you know, we are having to battle these men that cannot often be respectable. And I think that, you know, I'm not a fan of Bumble, to tell you the truth, because I still think it asks more of women to be the first person to speak out and to be expected to do that. What I would like to see instead is the online dating platform that helps both genders and all genders, as a matter of fact, to cultivate better, more direct, you know, healthy modes of communication.
What would that look like, Margo? What would that look like?
That's a really great question, and I'll have to think about what, you know, a kind of feminist app would look like that doesn't expect, you know, doesn't let men just sit back and wait for women to respond, but more so ask for direct and, you know, I think something like Tinder is ambiguous, where I'm looking for I'm looking for a real relationship, mm-hmm. An exclusive relationship, mm-hmm. But Tinder is really, you know, Tinder and Bumble are my only options, really, when, you know, those are more so assumes to be like the hookup culture, which I'm not,
yep,
a fan of.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I also want to make sure that this conversation isn't staying within, you know, heteronormativity. I think that 21st century dating is not doesn't have gender binaries, and I want to make sure that we're respectful of that when we're having this conversation, which is a fantastic conversation, so thank you.
I mean, we're hearing from all kinds of people with all kinds of perspectives on this. Annie writes to us, as a queer feminist who sometimes dates men, I can't articulate the level of harassment and misogyny I've experienced. That does not sound fun. But Margot, did I hear you say that, I mean, this guy Justin had six in one night, but did you say you've booked I missed that. Sounded like Margot herself has booked multiple dates in one night. Margot, I appreciate your call. Emmanuel in Atlanta. Emmanuel, thank you for calling. You're on the air.
Hi, Tom.
Hi.
I just want to say that I, from the conversations you guys are having, actually very interesting, and I feel like the ball is actually, the power is actually on the woman's side. I did it online a while ago. I got a girlfriend, a great girlfriend out of it, and I'm in a relationship for a long time now.
Yeah.
And I went in some dates online, and I felt like I was the one to be chosen. I felt like I had to up my profile and make sure that I communicate very well in order to be chosen and have the opportunity to go on a date with a beautiful woman, with a great woman. And I always felt like the power was on the woman's side.
Emmanuel, stick with us for a second. Alexandra, what about that? Do you feel like you've got the power when you step into the digital dating world?
I think it depends on the person you're talking to. It depends if the other person has respect. So it sounds like he had respect for the women that he was talking to online. And I think that if both people have respect and human decency towards each other, that it could be an even balance of power.
Emily, what do you think? Historically, as you write, the balance of power has tilted toward men. Do you see it changed in this realm?
Yeah, I really do. I really appreciate what Margot had to say about how much our ideas about gender and gender roles and relationships have really expanded and changed. And I also should add that I don't think Margot and Justin are the only ones who do more than one date at a time. I was out last night with a couple friends, and there was a woman there who had also gone on four dates in one day, and a man who'd gone on two. And I think I don't think it needs to be how it happened with Justin. I think there is a way to do that respectfully, because part of what happens when you're online dating is you just want to get a sense of a person physically. And that's not just to see if they're hot or not, but actually a person's sense of humor is in their body. You want to see how the person interacts with the bartender, the way they exist in the world.
It's important. I mean, just that sense. And okay, if you're Justin, you can get that sense for six people in one night. Anna in Oklahoma City. Anna, you're on the air. Thanks for calling.
Hi. Thank you, Tom. I actually did have a really empowering experience when I was doing online dating. And this was back in 2012. So it was pre-Tinder, pre-Bumble. It was OkCupid.
Mm-hmm.
But being a woman on there, I just felt like all the men were reaching out to me first, which was kind of nice. And I felt like I really had the pick of the litter to be able to choose who I wanted to respond to. And if people said things that I wasn't a fan of, then the woman is able to not respond, block people. You don't have any obligation to reply to people who obviously don't meet your standard.
How many dates would you guess you went on in total through the digital path, Anna?
So I was on OkCupid for just 1 week, and I actually did end up meeting my husband. And I went on five dates within 1 week, just one per night. I didn't do multiple in a night. But I was able to pretty quickly realize the people who I felt a connection with. And I think within one date, you often can tell whether it's worth it to go out with them again. And if not, then you just move on to the next person. And I pretty quickly realized that my husband was someone that I wanted to keep seeing. And so I ended up deactivating my profile after a week. And now we've been married a year.
I mean, that's pretty great. It was successful for you and in a short time. I wonder if this whole realm has evolved over those last 4 or 5 years since 2012. I mean, can you imagine, are you surprised at Justin sitting in Washington lining up six dates in one night, Anna? Would that feel empowering?
No, it wouldn't. I have to admit that definitely wouldn't be. But also, if I were to be in that situation, digital dating, it is such a quick atmosphere. I mean, if somebody responded to me within a couple minutes, then we would end up having a lot longer of a conversation than somebody who maybe took a few hours to reply. And so I was just able to sift through everything so quickly that it made it pretty easy to realize who was good, who was bad, and what I wanted to get out of it.
It worked for Anna in Oklahoma. Justin Schweiger told Inside Edition yesterday, I do stack my dates. I mean, he kind of apologized, but not exactly. He said, I do stack my dates. I do typically book them at the same place. I'm very time-oriented, he wrote about Monday night and other nights, I think. Very efficiency-oriented. I know it's kind of taken as being disrespectful, he suggested. He said, I'm sorry this happened, but I don't know how sorry. Ethan in Milwaukee. Ethan, you're on the air.
Yeah, hi. I think this discussion is really interesting, and I really think it brings to bear two things, the hypocrisy or the sanctimoniousness of the of us when they choose to engage in those forums. It's more, I think it was more a product of just the forum to start with. And two, it's funny to me because, like you said earlier on, we do glamorize these types of things with shows like The Bachelor and The Bachelorette. So I think with that, watching that on TV and seeing how much we're glamorizing it and then engaging in such mediums which actually allow for it.
Yeah.
I think we just get mad when it's reflected back to us. So because I've also heard statements from people saying, well, it's just the way he did it. Maybe if I didn't know about it. So he's getting called out for not being good enough of a player or something to that regard. It's interesting.
Can I speak on that?
Yes, please.
So I was date number 5, and having conversations with the other girls, I can only speak for myself personally, but I'm not mad that he set up 6 dates in one night.
Mm-hmm.
If that's what he wants to do, that's fine. But the way that he did it, where at one point in the night, 3 of the girls were sitting with him at the bar. And he was asking each girl questions. And it was very much like if you were on The Bachelor on a 3-on-1 date. And to show up to that when you're asked personally and not told, hey, other people are going to be here, then you are coming in with this expectation. And I don't think it's a high expectation to expect if someone asks you on a date, because you're using a dating app, if someone asks you on a date that you are going to be the only person that they are going to be sitting there talking to, that you're not going to have multiple people sitting there. And that's what we were upset about and couldn't believe. And there was the Twitter, because we were like, nobody is going to believe this story, because who would invite 3, let alone 6 women, and we all ran into each other, and he was expecting us to just sit down and talk while the other woman was there.
I mean, but I get it, Alexander, but Emily Witt, Ethan in Milwaukee is saying, look, if you put the model of The Bachelor and The Bachelorette TV shows out there all the time, that's exactly how they work, and it's kind of normalized as the way a relationship might be born.
Yeah, I mean, he's right. This guy clearly saw himself as the star of his own reality show. And that, I mean, I think that's what everybody finds so infuriating, is really that he just thought he got to choose, and that the women he invited would be delighted to be chosen by him as if it were The Bachelor, which clearly it wasn't.
But it didn't work out that way, Alexander. I mean, ultimately, there was a kind of rebellion that took place Monday night.
Yes, so we all are very highly educated women that work in D.C. or Georgia or Northern Virginia, mm-hmm. and we're independent in a sense that we aren't going to just settle for someone that's going to disrespect us. We know our own worth as women and as females in our society in 2017. And we felt that we could have all gone home and said, oh, it was a bad date. We could have been upset with each other, but we all thought it was funny and bonded together. And now we made plans to go to brunch, but currently we've been doing so many different things that it's been great. We're hanging out together. We like to say that we are same but different because we have a lot of similarities, but we have a lot of differences as well.
Well, we've all seen the photos of the Gang of Six now who are on that list. Jessica in Savannah, Georgia. Jessica, thanks for calling. Our time is short, Jessica, but you're on.
I just wanted to talk about the generalization that it's, who has the power, when really it goes to the person that has initiative. I have friends who have used an app, male and female, mm-hmm. and they've used it, and it's been to the person that makes that and takes that initiative. And I think it doesn't matter whether it's your gender, it's what you decide to do with it.
How about it, Emily? Whoever takes the initiative, that's where the power lies.
Yeah, I agree with that. I don't think it's a technology that empowers one person or another. It's the person that goes into it knowing. I mean, kind of, yeah, just knowing what they want. Look at Anna in Oklahoma. She was very decisive. She knew what she wanted. She went on 5 dates in 1 week, and she found what she was looking for.
Boom. Presto.
That's efficiency.
that's super efficiency and a little bit of luck right there. And we're happy for her. On the other hand, we also know about the other kind of story where this can go on and on and on, and people end up feeling like they're in an endless meat market of some kind. Hey, the whole reality is out there right now. Justin Schweiger kicked off a big conversation this week by lining up 6 in one night. Alexandra Woody was among them there in Washington. And Alexandra, we're very grateful to you for spending some time with us this hour to think about just the dynamics of this that have emerged. Thank you very much, and good luck, Alexandra. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Emily Witt, author of Future Sex, you're terrific, and we really enjoy having you with us. Thanks very much for being with us this hour.
Thank you.
Listeners, you can continue this conversation and get the On Point podcast at our website, onpointradio.org. Follow us on Twitter and Facebook at On Point Radio. I'm on Twitter at Tom Ashbrook, NPR. On Point is produced by Michael DeSocio, Brian Hardzinski, Eileen Imada, Camila Kerwin, Stefano Katsonis, Sarah Platt, Allison Poley, and James Ross. With help from Yumi Araki, Alvin Buyinza, and Eve Monty and Gretchen Voss, our executive producer here is Karen Schiffman. I'm Tom Ashbrook. Thanks for joining us. This is On Point. Thank you.